Obviously, Hurricane Helene has dominated the weather headlines this year, Nick. But as you think back on the storm, its track, its impact to Western North Carolina, is Helene going to be one of those stories and storms that we talk about for decades or maybe even centuries in North Carolina?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. In fact, you know, every time in the future another storm looks like it's going to affect the western part of the state, people are going to keep referring back to Helene. You know, that's oftentimes what happens when we're predicting impactful weather. People always ask, is it similar to this? Is it similar to that? So I think there's going to be a little bit of fear in that, you know, are we going to have another Helene in the future anytime we have a hurricane's rains approaching the western part of the state? But that's pretty typical. You know, people oftentimes, you know, that's the best way they can contextualize how bad it's going to be is comparing it to previous storms.
That's a good point. Outside of Helene, Nick, when you think back on 2024, what are the biggest weather headlines that jump out to you?
Well, we can't forget about Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie was a big rainmaker, but it also put down an EF3 tornado, unfortunately resulted in one fatality in western Wilson County. So that was a real, not quite prolific, but almost to that point where it produced a ton of tornadoes. I mean, there was a lot of tornadoes. I think there was something like 7 or 8 tornadoes as Debbie was lifting north. And then in the middle of September, right before Helene hit, there was that no-name storm. Remember, it dumped about 18 inches or so of rain on Brunswick County down by Wilmington. And that one was like, you know, people were like, whoa, where did that come from? You know, that was a big headline maker. So, you know, and then, of course, we had Helene, and the biggest impacts in central North Carolina was that one tornado. And sure enough, guess where it hit? In Wilson County. I mean, and up towards Nash and Edgecombe. It seems like, and then we think about back to last year, 2023, when we had that EF3 tornado that impacted the Rocky Mount area. There's been 3 EF3 tornadoes that impacted the Rocky Mount, Wilson, Nash, Edgecombe County area in a little more than a year. It's been really an interesting year for tornadoes, I might say.
Is that rare, Nick, for a tornado to impact the same area as frequently as it has that area?
Well, I would say, statistically speaking, that is pretty odd,
sure.
But and rare from a statistical point. But I would probably just rack it up to bad luck right now, anyway. Unless we get another couple more in the months ahead. You know, it's just been it's been an unusual last year or so.
It was a tough year, I think, for the farmers of North Carolina, too. We talked about that extreme drought that we had, and then there was a period where we had so much rain, it was almost too much rain for the farmers of North Carolina. It just feels like it was a weird weather year overall in terms of the drought and then the rain. I know we have that every year, but it seemed like it was maybe magnified this year.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, you know, we had a really hot and dry June. I think there was only 1 or 2 days in June where it rained. And then, of course, we got a big burst of rain in July. And then, of course, you know, the tropic season got going. And then, of course, October was really dry. You're right. It's like a pendulum. It keeps swinging back and forth. And, you know, it's just, I know there's a lot of folks, especially folks in the ag industry, looking forward to a better 2025 for sure.
In terms of the heat, Nick, was it warmer overall in 2024 than in previous years?
That was another up-and-down situation, too. We had episodes of heat and then below normal temperatures and back again. And that's not unusual. When you sort of have a pendulum that swings back and forth with precipitation, usually you have similar setup with temperatures, too. I would say the real hot part of the year was in June, where we had, you know, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories out. And then, of course, you know, the real cold time was this early December. Less than a month ago, where we had, you know, single digit readings in some spots for low temperatures. That is
sure. As we look ahead to the rest of the winter, even into 2025, can you peer into your crystal ball and give us an outlook?
You know, I really wish that I had that crystal ball, but I mean, I would say there are signals in our weather models that suggest that January might turn out to be a little more wintry than we've experienced the last couple winters. Now, you know, there's a lot of stuff floating around out there on social media about a big snowstorm or ice storm hitting the area. Just know that the models this time of year oftentimes will, you know, show something 10 days in advance. And then when the model runs again 6 hours later, it's gone. So, you know, just make sure you don't get too wrapped up in all the social media hype about these, potential winter storms that people are putting up there on social media just to grab attention.
I've been around here long enough to remember some of those big snowstorms that we had several years ago. I think, 2000, we had like 12 or 20 inches or something like that of snow. It's crazy. I'm okay if we don't have any of that anytime soon, Nick. Just put that out in the universe.
You know, there could be a big storm. You never know. But just as likely, there could be nothing. So, you know, just make sure you listen to your reliable weather sources. Check us out at weather.gov for all the details. And, you know, just keep checking the weather, because a lot of times these winter weather events kind of sneak up on us with less than usual amount of time to prepare. So definitely keep your eyes and ears tuned to the weather as we head into January.
Nick Petro, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service. Nick, thanks for all the time this year. Happy New Year to you and your family. Look forward to talking again in 2025.
Thanks so much, Chris. Looking forward to it. Take care.
So, you too.